Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me on the Happy Me Radio Show. I'm your host, Lillian Daniels, and you're listening to the Happy Me Radio Show on Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. The Happy Me Radio Show is created to give you actionable ways to really heal your knee without, holistically. So really how to get you moving, able to do the activities that you really love and that will keep you, really healthy and just giving you a quality of life through proper knee care. This show was created because I tore my own ACL in 2010. I did not get surgery. I healed it myself and 2016 actually ran the New York City Marathon. So this show is really to serve as a resource in natural ways that you can heal your knee pain, and we're further expanding to really ensure that your overall life is enhanced, whether it's through healthy eating, mindfulness, and applying yoga in a way that day-to-day basis. So thank you for tuning in. If you have knee problems, go visit thehappyknee.com. Make sure you get your free Happy Knee Guide, which is really going to give you three very simple tips to relieve knee pain. This show is created, I take out the time on Saturdays to really make sure you get results. And so be sure you check that out. Share with a friend, a family member, loved one that has knee pain, and, start living your best life. So, and again, that's thehappyknee.com. So definitely check it out. So today's topic, now we are shifting to include not just talking about knees, but expanding on it. You can really fully enjoy life. So, the first Saturday, we'll talk about knees specifically. The second Saturday, I talk about food. Third Saturday, I talk about yoga. And the fourth Saturday, we really delve into kind of more lifestyle topics. So this Saturday, being the third Saturday, we're diving into yoga. So today's topic, we're going to talk about yoga alignment and how to make sure you get the most out of it. Like, why is alignment even important? The whole reason that I added yoga into one of the sections that would be covered is because I feel it can really be intimidating at times. And more importantly, the benefits from properly doing yoga and understanding it more so, I want to take that properly doing it because I don't want to put anybody in a position and where you're thinking, oh my gosh, I have to do it this way, I have to do it that way. And it really is something that's quite subjective. So it's something that every single person can do. So that is really why I decided to cover yoga because it's such a opportunity to enhance your quality of life, reduce stress. And I went for training, yoga teacher training in Thailand. And when I came back, I was just like, man, there's so much that I now better understand and can make, you know, easy as pie to those that I contact and really share my practice and share my knowledge with. So I'm super excited to talk about alignment and why it is so important and to really take out the intimidation of it. I know if I were not taught, if I did not get trained in yoga, I haven't been doing it my entire life, you know, the idea of alignment when practicing yoga would be really pretty distant and foreign. And I would be like, I don't need to know that. You know, it's not that important. And so this episode is really to break it down so that when you're practicing yoga, you're really able to like, okay, I can do this, you know, and this is how I can get the most out of it. So definitely visit thehappyknee.com. And not only will you get your free Happy Knee gift, but you'll also be updated with everything new that's going on. And we have a lot of awesome things going on. So when it comes to yoga and alignment, one of the biggest things I always talk about is being kind to yourself. And that specific to yoga really entails not forcing yourself into you know, positions or exerting your body to a to an extent where you're in pain, or you know, you're in pain physically, or you are, you know, talking to yourself negatively in your mind, and both are very harmful. So you want to make sure that you're really being kind to yourself when you're doing yoga. Understand that each person's practice, keyword practice, will be different. And I emphasize practice because, you know, even the best, and who's to say, you know, what the best is, they are continuously improving upon, or, you know, every time you step onto the mat, you know, it's kind of like, I don't want to say a blank slate, but you're, you know, you're just concentrating on that moment, on what you can do to improve your breathing, improve, you know, how you feel in that moment, in that time. And so when it comes to alignment and really being kind to yourself, by trying to push yourself in a negative manner, you can actually harm yourself and harm the alignment and, you know, the way that your body is really supposed to function. And so you always want to try to be kind to yourself, really listen to the instructor, feel comfortable not pushing yourself to a point of pain or a point of discomfort. You know, yoga is really about being able to be in, you know, your yoga poses and your asana in a peaceful state of mind. So if you're losing or avoiding the peaceful state of mind, you're completely almost just missing, you know, the real awesome benefits of yoga. So, you know, step number one is really being kind to yourself, and that will really contribute to making sure you're not doing damage when it comes to alignment and your body, right? Like, it really helps to just at least start off with not doing any harm, you know, when it comes to your yoga. And so, and the second point I really want to touch upon is class assistance. So, for example, well, assistors. So these would be things like a yoga block or a yoga strap or a yoga, I don't think it's called a pillow, more of a, it's not a pillow, but it's something that also helps. And so these things that, a bolster, yeah, yoga bolster. And so these are things that when they are used, it really helps you to get the most out of your yoga practice. Now, it's really important that I mention these because when I first started out doing yoga, I felt that if I needed to use any yoga assistors, such as a yoga bolster or a yoga strap or a yoga block, then that meant that I wasn't as good as everybody else in the room, or that meant that I was behind. And I would be a little embarrassed, and I'd be like, you know what, I don't want to use those things. Instead, I wish to try to push myself, even if I'm in pain, because I want to save, I want to save face, so I had ego involved. Or, you know, I didn't understand, you know, at the time that, you know, it's not about being able to rush to a destination. It's being able to get the most out of the current moment. So, you know, you guys might be like, okay, Lillian, yeah, that sounds great. You give me a little prep talk. But no, seriously, like, I still use and actually prefer and love using yoga assistors, such as a yoga block or a strap or a yoga bolster. And the reason for that is, say you're trying to do a pose where you have to touch the floor. And so, you know, say you can't touch the floor naturally, right? And so isn't just, okay, the destination is touching your hands on the floor. There's other elements. For example, ensuring that you're getting the deepest and most, you know, full stretch within your back. So what a block can do is a block can be placed on the floor in front of your hands, so you're able to not focus on, oh my gosh, I can't touch the floor, but you're able to focus on, oh my gosh, I feel that deep stretch in my back. I'm able to straighten out my back, and you know, I'll eventually get to the floor. You will eventually get to the floor, but as you are working towards that, again, we're practicing. You will really feel great benefits. You will feel good about yourself. Your body will feel good. And it's just a different quality of yoga practice. And so you really want to make sure that you take advantage. Like if you feel uncomfortable, like say for me, when I first tore my knee, I would go to hot yoga class. And part of hot yoga class is sitting on your heels. And I was like, man, I got to sit on my heels, you know, having a torn ACL, that can be pretty uncomfortable, or, you know, coming from a recovering ACL. And so I just got comfortable with sitting in Indian position with my, you know, my legs kind of pretzeled. And, you know, everybody else in the class, you know, maybe sometimes except for one, in other places I would be the only one, you know, or you might be the only one using these, you know, yoga assistors, but you can't feel inferior because of that. And on top of that, you're going to get so much more out of your yoga practice. You know, like you go, you take out the time, you spend the money, you spend, most importantly, the time on it. It's important to get the most out of it. And in order to get the most out of your yoga class, you need to make sure that you are really, you know, breathing through and feeling every single pose. And in order to do that, you don't have to hurt yourself, but you can use so I mentioned a few of the assistors, yoga assistors that I love. I'm going to just kind of go through them and let you know, when you go to your yoga class, what you can ask for, and how, you know, maybe what are some of the poses that you might use them in. So the first one is the yoga block. Now, what I like about the yoga block is, and this wasn't always the case, because I was like, at first I would look at the yoga block and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't know what it is, I'm just going to not use it. But once I used it, and, you know, I was taught how to use it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And so say you're doing a balancing pose, like a triangle or such, and you can't touch the floor. Again, darn floor is a culprit. But say you ensure that you're still getting a full stretch, right? So instead of, again, focusing on, okay, let me try to touch the floor, you might be focusing on, okay, I can touch the block, and now I can further open my chest. Now I can further stretch my arm up. And so you're getting the benefit of breathing even better as opposed to stressing about, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. Oh, my gosh, I'm not doing this right. So that's one benefit of the yoga block in terms of helping you with balancing, balancing asanas. Now, another thing that I really thought was interesting with a block is using it to sit for a longer period of time. So when we're meditating or when we're in rest position, you know, sometimes you want to sit for a longer period of time, but that can be pretty uncomfortable or it can be, you know, out of the ordinary. And so one way that I enjoy using the yoga block, and sometimes you might want to put a blanket over it or, you know, some type of cushioning, but usually you'll be okay. So if you put the block underneath your bottom, then you will be able to kind of be propped up, and that helps to better align your back and take a little bit of pressure off, allowing you to sit for a longer period of time. And so why is that important? That's really important because say you are new to meditation and you're new to sitting for longer periods of time, and being able to sit for a longer period of time is kind of a barrier to entry. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't sit for a long period of time. I'm just going to skip this. You know, I'm just going to skip this yoga pose. And, you know, when I get better, then I'll come back to it. But it's like, how are you going to get better if you don't approach it in the first place? And so using a yoga block as something that kind of props you up when you're, you know, you sit down a little bit, it takes the pressure off and it allows you to sit for a longer period of time, and it allows you to do poses or sit in meditation for a longer period of time. And so that's something that was really interesting. And now we spoke about the yoga block and the yoga bolster. I love the yoga bolster. It's kind of like a pillow, and it's in a cyclone shape. And so if you put it underneath your back or your lower back, it helps to, like, stretch that out. And so say you're in a Savasana and you're laying out, you really get to enjoy that great, great benefit of just kind of, like, giving your back a break. And it also can be used as something that you sit on to allow you to sit for a longer period of time. So there's that. And then last but not least is the yoga strap. Now, that can actually be tricky. I found that it took a little bit of practice for me to learn how to tie it correctly. But once you do, it can be hugely, hugely beneficial in helping you to better stretch out things like your hamstrings, as well as opening up your hips, which is hugely, hugely important, especially as we get older. So make sure that when you're, you know, when we talk about alignment and we talk about yoga, don't be shy to, you know, ask the teacher, hey, do you have a yoga block or a yoga bolster or a yoga strap? And, you know, or ask them, is there a modified way to do this? And the modified way, and this is, again, I felt, oh, my gosh, I can't do it the modified way. That means I'm not good. That means that, you know, somehow I'm not as good as everybody else. And it's like, no, you know, you're not here for everybody else. You're here to continue to improve your practice. And that's exactly what, and you can eventually get to, you know, your destination. But you want to make sure that you're able to get as much out of, you know, the time that you do have and that you are using and putting into your pose to do good for your body and not do harm to your body. So for those that are tuning in, you're listening to the Happy Knee Radio Show. My name is Lillian Daniels. I am your host. Be sure to visit thehappyknee.com and get your sign up to get your free Happy Knee gift. Also, there's a lot of treats in the show notes, so check that out. There's information on chronic knee pain guide, the food for happy knee guide, and there's also an extra treat. I was recently in the New York Yoga and Life magazine, and we're talking exactly about alignment, and so definitely check that out. It's a great magazine. I also included the link to the Happy Knee YouTube channel, and that has some exciting poses that I learned from Thailand and that take a little time, very little time, but you get a lot from them. So check that out. Also, visit thehappyknee.com, and there's a lot of resources once you sign up. You get your Happy Knee guide, and you also get access to new other information, like, okay, do you need coaching? Do you want, I don't want to say coaching, but do you need to be advised on how to take care of your knee? Say if you're trying to not take prescription drugs anymore, or if you may have been told you need surgery, but you don't want to get that, the Happy Knee is just the place for you. Spoke about the alignment helpers, and we touched upon a little bit, like what, you know, when you're not kind to yourself, how that can really harm your practice. And so that's kind of the mental, you know. And I mean, it's still in the physical a little bit, but let's talk about some of the warnings of not having proper alignment when you're doing yoga. Because yoga is a practice, you know, you're doing something over and over again, and that is a huge opportunity to do, you know, something very, very good for your body or something pretty harmful to your body. And so for that reason, when you're doing yoga, you want to make sure that you're doing, that your alignment is correct. And one of my favorite things about taking a yoga class is really listening is when teachers, you know, they go beyond what you can see. And so they go into, okay, this is the part of your body you should be stretching right now, or this is how you should be breathing. Your stomach is going in or your stomach is going out. And so if you have the opportunity to be with a teacher that is doing that, definitely don't take it for granted. And, you know, try to be conscious and aware of how you're feeling as they're instructing you for different parts and move, or be conscious and aware of different parts of your body, because that can really impact your practice. And so say you're shopping around for different yoga instructors, you know, take note of how detailed they are. Take note of, and I don't want to say, take note, like, oh, this one is good, this one is bad. But, you know, more so take note of how you are reacting to the class, you know, how you're getting, what you're getting out of it. And, you know, really listen to the details, because that's where a lot of the awesome nuggets are. I just recalled that I was doing a yoga pose the same way for over 5 years. And then the yoga instructor specified that I make one tweak, right, or I tighten one muscle as I do that pose. And that forever changed the way that I did that pose. So it's really awesome to have a teacher that can really change your perspective. And that might be even more reason to try out different teachers. So check that out. Also, in terms of negative alignment, you know, like doing the right thing, you know, really as you're taking your classes, be aware of what the instructor is saying, but also be aware that, you know, you can be training yourself into bad habits. And so really try to make sure that, and for that reason, that's why you don't want to push yourself, right? That's why you don't want to, well, I don't say push yourself, but you don't want to harm yourself. You want to make sure you're breathing through everything. Your ability to breathe in a peaceful state is a pretty good measurement of, okay, should I push myself further or should I not, right? Very, 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 very important. And then one thing I can't let you guys go without touching upon this is, you know, what are the two things that I think are most important in our alignment? And, of course, knees, you know, the alignment of our knees, and also your hips. You know, and so alignment plays hugely in your hips and your knees. And so you want to, and very much so in your hips, right? And so for this reason, like our hips can be very sensitive. The idea of, you know, having to replace your hips because you're not taking care of in some way or straight in some way, that can be pretty intimidating. And so a good way to help, you know, reduce the chance that you'll have to get, like, I don't know, hip replacement or such, is really to stretch them out. And there's so many ways to do that. And the yoga assist stores really, really help, whether it's opening up your back or, you know, opening up your lower back or doing butterfly. And that's one of the poses that's included in the magazine, and also you'll see on YouTube, on the Happy Knee YouTube channel. But you really want to, you know, show some care and some compassion to your hips as well as your knees. And, you know, I'm going to keep going back and keep going back to our hips because, you know, they control so much. And the habits that we have over life really impact it. For example, if you're an athlete, you might find that you really have tight hips. And it's not something that you should just be like, oh, well, this is just the way I am. You know, you can actually, you know, try to do stretching and do different hip exercises and yoga that focuses on the hips that will really help to allow your hips to be more open. And that contributes to better circulation throughout the entire body. Just think about it. Each major joint is pretty much, I think of it like the toll booth of blood, you know. So it basically stops, you know, the blood stops there and is like pretty much directed on where to go. And just think about each major joint, your wrist, your elbow, your hip, your knees. And when you think about those joints and you think about the fact that, oh, my gosh, it's pretty much going to say, you know, go or stop here when it comes in other in the circulation of other essentials within our body. You want to make sure that they're open and that it's allowing, you know, a fluid movement and flow of blood to the rest of the body. So that's so, so very important. And so for this reason, you know, when you're doing your different poses, really focus on doing the best that you can to ensure that your hips are in the right place. You know, don't take for granted, you know, some exercises like, oh, this is easy, so I must not be getting a benefit from it. But it's just like, especially when you probably are getting a benefit, and you're probably getting a benefit, and it's just because it's your hips, the benefit is just so, so very multiplied. So definitely check that out. Of course, you know, yoga and alignment, the first important note being, be kind to yourself. Because when you're not kind to yourself and you're working on alignment, you can throw your body out of whack, right? And then we spoke about yoga assist stores and how it's important to use those things. So yoga blocks, yoga straps, yoga bolster to really help you get the most out of it. And then also really understanding that your hips and your knees are huge, huge houses of blood circulation. For that reason, you want to help make sure that you're in alignment with those specific areas when you're doing yoga poses. So thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely visit thehappyknee.com. Look in the show notes. I've included a great deal of treats for you guys. And I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome holiday and awesome weekend. So make sure you check out thehappyknee.com. Shoot me any questions that you have. And, you know, most importantly, have a peaceful, happy, and relaxed day. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.